I'm glad that you're here this morning. I wanted to share something with you that I've been watching on television this week. Excuse me. I've been watching the Olympics. Have any of you watched the Olympics? Do you know what the Olympics are? Yeah, a big sporting contest where countries from all over the world get together and compete in different things. Like, what are some of the events that in the Olympics? Swimming, gymnastics, basketball, running. Ah, I'm glad that you said running, because this week, a lot of the events in the Olympics are going to be track and field. And one of the events you have in track and field is racing, right? You can run short races or long races. Well, I was interested in our Bible readings today because one of the Bible readings that Pastor just read talked about Christians running a race. And this is what it said. It said, "Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus." Now, as Christians, our race is a long one. You know how long it lasts? Our whole lives lasts a long time. Now, runners in the Olympics, their races are usually shorter, but as they prepare and as they get ready, they have special gear and equipment. Like, they might have special shoes. Have you seen some of their shoes? They're pretty flashy. And they have special clothes that they wear, all to help them to go faster and to do a better job. Well, I want to ask my son Micah to come up here and help me, because he's going to kind of help demonstrate how a Christian might run his lifelong race. He used to run races in grade school and high school. So I'm going to put this down.
I think I can talk loud enough. I have a big mouth, so I can do that just fine. I'm going to ask him to put this, well, if it doesn't get caught, backpack on. Normally when you run, you don't run with the backpack, do you? But just for today, he's going to run with the backpack. So sometimes when Christians run their races in life, it can be pretty easy. And we can keep our eyes focused on Jesus. And we do that by putting some things in our backpack. So we might put in our backpack kindness. Would you put that in his backpack? Go ahead and stand up and just put it in his backpack. We might put kindness in our backpack. Or maybe we put love in the backpack. Okay? Stick to your fingers. We might put obedience, obeying our mom and dads. Maybe in our backpacks we put forgiveness. Or maybe being patient. Okay, so we put all those things in our backpacks. And Mike, if that was in our backpack, could you run the race still pretty easily? Yeah, it's not very heavy, is it? We just put feathers in there. But uh-oh, sometimes the race gets hard and we get distracted and we don't look at Jesus anymore and we let sin get in our life. So what if we put in the sin of anger? Go ahead. Okay. What if we put the sin of being naughty? Okay. What if we put the sin of disobeying in there? Maybe sometimes we even lie. Get that in there? Okay. And maybe sometimes we just don't trust God. We put that in there. Ooh. Is there even room? Sorry, I got stuck on the thing. Here, go ahead and stand up. So, there, thanks. Okay, so now we have all those sins in there. And what if Micah, what if you had to run that race now?
It'd be tough.
It'd be hard, wouldn't it? It'd be hard to do it, wouldn't it? But guess what? We have good news.
because Jesus died on the cross to take away all those sins, all those bricks that are in the bag, and also the sins of the whole world. And he made it easy for us to run our race. And you know how he did that? He said, "Here, let me just take that from you. And now you can run the race." And that's what Jesus did for us. And he makes us winners in our race. So let's fold our hands and pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the gift of salvation.
Thank you for the gift of salvation.
Help us each day.